American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
As a customer in Shanghai, that was what we had heard.
That's Jesse Herman, Director of Legal and Regulatory Affairs for the Nebraska Cattlemen's Association. She's noting that within hours of China opening its doors to U.S. beef, the governor's office got in gear and made sure the first boxes destined for China would be air freighted to a customer in Shanghai.
What we did basically is we let all of our members know that, you know, U.S. beef is finally approved for export to China. And we made sure that all of our members knew what the requirements were that was negotiated. And then we actually got an announcement from the governor's office letting us know that they were going to be partnering with Greater Omaha Packing Plant, which is a packing plant located in Omaha, and that they would actually be loading up the first boxes that were destined for China. So very, very exciting.
Herman said that the Nebraska Cattlemen's Association helped open those doors into China.
We've really played a pretty big role, we think, in getting beef to China in recent years. The Chinese officials have been to our state several times, and our members have hosted them, really showcasing the high-quality beef that we do produce here in Nebraska so that they can kind of learn and understand what product they would be getting and the safety and the high integrity of it. So we're thrilled.
And Herman said that the demands from the Chinese government on those beef imports there were not too onerous.
Yeah, we really couldn't be more pleased. We got exactly what we sort of expected. We knew that we weren't going to get anything that was more preferential than what the Australians currently have with China. And that mainly is because they're our number one competitor. So we knew there would be some traceability restrictions and also some restrictions on growth promotants and feed additives. But what was actually negotiated turned out to be really favorable for the U.S. beef producer.
That's Jesse Herman, Director of Legal and Regulatory Affairs for the Nebraska Cattlemen's Association. China is the world's fastest growing beef market, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and its imports increased to $2.5 billion last year, mainly from Australia, from just $275 million in 2012. According to Drovers, Beijing banned U.S. beef imports in 2003 after a U.S. scare over mad cow disease, but last month agreed to allow U.S. shipments by mid-July as part of a broader trade deal. And by the way, they're about 30 days early. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.